and shout. You're listening to Radio Woking Breakfast. It's me, John Andrews, here with you. 3 till 9 o'clock this morning. Lots happening on the programme. It's 7.43 on this Wednesday morning. Time to turn our attention to Weybridge in Bloom. And we're joined on the line by Charu Sood, who is the organiser of Weybridge in Bloom. And she's on the line. Morning!
Good morning, John. Thank you for getting us here.
No, that's fine. It's always good to hear about great stuff that's happening in the community. And this, a real community initiative. I know you're holding a launch for this on Saturday. So what can the people of Weybridge expect from Weybridge in Bloom?
Yes, we are having our official launch on Saturday, the 2nd of March at 2 p.m. at the Weybridge Library Hall. Mm-hmm. And I would expect people that Weybridge in Bloom is a community project aimed at increasing civic pride in the local Weybridge community. I think through this initiative, people will be encouraged, residents will be encouraged to get involved in making Weybridge a brighter, cleaner, and greener place to live, work, and do business. So that's what I am looking forward to, and I hope people are looking forward to the same. Yes.
And it is very important to take care of the area in which you live and to show a bit of TLC to your local area.
Definitely, it is so important so that, you know, even when people drive through Weybridge, they can feel that there is something different in this area. You know, this is the area which has been looked after not only by the council and the officials, but also by the residents, by the communities, by the schools. And it is very good to involve young children at early age and get them into the feeling of community.
Yes, and I know talking of involving the young children in what you're doing, I know that there was a recent bowl planting event that involved a lot of the school children, didn't it?
That is right. We had our first bowl planting on the 25th of November. That was quite a cold day, and it was raining on that day. But we had a very good turnout. We had families with kids, and I would say kids enjoyed that event the most. Yes, and I would thank here Morrison's Weybridge for being very supportive by opening their cafe for the volunteers that morning for teas and coffee. So it feels such a strong community when you run such events. So it was really good feeling, and kids do look forward to have more of these.
Oh, that's good. So this is the fourth bowl planting event then?
That was our first, very first.
Oh, your very first one, sorry. Yes. So the council are supporting with this, offering advice and tools, and I think they supply some daffodil bulbs for the bulb planting today.
That is just right. Ellenbridge Borough Council has supported us tremendously, I would say, in promoting about Weybridge in Bloom, in supplying bulbs for our first bulb planting. They supplied us about 3,000 plus bulbs, daffodil bulbs for planting, and also provided us with gardening tools. And two of the officers were sent on the event to attend and demonstrate simple steps for planting, which made the event run so smoothly and efficiently. So I would encourage anybody and everybody, if you plan to have a bloom project in your area, in your town or village, just contact your local council, because they are very supportive of bloom projects.
That's great. Yes, great.
Yes,
it's brilliant that support is out there from the council and just encouraging the community to come together. And I know if you're meeting on Saturday, you're going to be announcing the winner of the flower bed competition. So tell me a bit about that particular competition.
Yes, that flower bed competition is for our Churchfield Recreation Ground, and it is in partnership with Ellenbridge Borough Council. It was announced, and there were three categories according to age-based. So we got plenty of entries from local schools, and every design was unique in itself, and their imagination was amazing. Kids had done really good job, and few of grown-ups had submitted their designs too. I'm sure that it was a very difficult decision for our mayor of Ellenbridge, councillor Mrs. Shweta Kapadia, to decide the winners, because all the entries were sent into Ellenbridge Borough Council. Mm-hmm. And she had decided the winners, which will be announced again on our meeting on the 2nd of March. Yes,
I mean, that is going to be impossible, I think, to judge something like that, because it sounds like the standard of entries is very high.
Yes, entries were very high, and each one of them were so unique, you know. Mm. They are thinking how they feel about Weybridge, because the design had to be something what you think or feel about Weybridge. So everybody had their own ideas, what they liked or loved about Weybridge, and it was really nice to see those entries.
Yeah,
definitely.
And that's interesting to see sort of how people feel about their local community as well, and how they express that through through a project like this.
Yes, that was that is what I wanted to say, that it was amazing to see how even the little kids aged had drawn pictures and, you know, and their designs. It was amazing. It was really good. And I think we'll be doing more of these competitions going forward. We would like to have annual Weybridge and Bloom competitions, so that more and more people get involved into gardening, which is very good for their health also.
Absolutely. So, being outside in the fresh air, hopefully in the sunshine, doing a bit of gardening, there's nothing quite like it. So definitely some health benefits there. So you're the main organiser of this, and it's all sort of started out, the start of an exciting journey. But what made you want to sort of get this this thing off the ground?
Yes, that is quite interesting. Yeah, I'm the main organizer of Weybridge and Bloom, but I've been in Weybridge for quite some time now. And whenever we used to drive out of Weybridge, like to our neighboring towns like Horsham, Cobham, Thamesditton, Addlesden, I used to notice that there is a difference between Weybridge and those areas, because their flower displays, their flower baskets and flower beds were very impressive. The designs and the floral display was really nice. And I think that highlighted that Weybridge is lagging something.
Okay.
And that was the Bloom project, which was run in neighboring towns and villages.
So you saw it working elsewhere and you thought, right, we can bring this into Weybridge.
Yes, that is right. And that is how we initiated this. And people have really liked it and they want to get involved. And many people have registered with Weybridge and Bloom, and I look forward to more and more people attending our meeting now on Saturday, the 2nd of March.
So the meeting's this Saturday, and that's at Weybridge Library, is it?
Yes, it is on the first floor of Weybridge Library at 2 o'clock on 2nd of March.
And anybody interested, just turn up on Saturday then?
Yes, it is open to all.
Okay.
And you can be coming from maybe walking. We welcome you. Yeah,
okay.
You can come from anywhere.
Thank you.
If you love gardening, just come.
Come along.
Just share your experience, share your ideas, and it'll be good to hear your ideas, your experiences, and how we can implement them, and how can you work with us.
Excellent.
Yes.
I love what you're doing. It's a brilliant scheme involving the whole community. And how can we find out more then? Have you got a website we can go to?
We usually promote it through social media.
Oh, okay.
We have a Facebook page called Weybridge in Bloom, one word. And there is a local website which is called All About Weybridge.
Oh, yes, yeah.
They have a page of Weybridge in Bloom, so you will get all the information about all our events, our plans, and our about our initiative on All About Weybridge and Facebook and our Twitter page. Yes.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Charlie, for telling us about it. It's a great scheme, and I wish you all the best with it. And definitely, we'll catch up again and maybe let us know how it all went.
Sure. Thank you so much, John, for giving us an opportunity to talk about Weybridge and Bloom on your radio today.
You're very welcome. So there you go. There's that Charlie Snood there. Weybridge in Bloom. The meeting happening at Weybridge Library this coming Saturday.
Radio Wokey.